Dragonflies and their close cousins, damselflies, have been around for millions of years, even though they have only recently begun to be studied extensively. There are currently some 5,500 known species worldwide, with more still being identified. 113 of those can be found in California, and more than half have been sighted here in Sonoma County, where Kathy Biggs has been studying and writing about dragonflies for almost two decades. And why?
They're beautiful. I built a pond and they came. And there weren't any guides to help me figure out what I was seeing, so I started studying them and I found out they're very ancient, back in the times of cockroaches and silverfish, and they're predators. These aren't little nectar-sipping butterflies. These guys are on the wing eating the most dangerous critter in the whole world, the mosquito. They're just amazing critters.
Like butterflies, dragonflies are double-winged, but uniquely so.
All other insects, their two wings go up and down. Dragonflies have four wings, individually muscled. In fact, from what I can see, there's more than one muscle per wing, so they can even move the shape of the wing. Therefore, they can fly not only forwards, they can hover, they can go straight up, straight back.
Despite their delicate appearance, those wings are surprisingly sturdy. Another difference from butterflies. Once you get past the prolific variations in colors and markings on those wings, a dragonfly's most distinctive feature is its eyes, which dominate its sensory capabilities.
They're mostly visual, and they have these two huge, huge eyes. They can see not only forward, but without moving their head, they can also see above them, below them, and to either side. Their one blind spot is straight back behind them. I'm sure they must have a taste organ, but I don't know about that. We used to say they didn't hear, but we'll know more later.
Dragon and damselflies are medium-sized, from an inch and a half long to as much as 4 inches, though they often seem bigger. And while most live a year or a bit longer, Big says we only see them during a fraction of that lifespan.
If you include their underwater life as a nymph, it's about a year for most species, from egg to death as a flying insect. They live much longer underwater than they do above water. Pretty much the smaller they are, the shorter their life. The larger they are, the longer their life. The most ancient one, which just barely occurs in this county, the black petal tail, lives for 5 years as a nymph.
Even their name seems to have derived, quite a long time ago, from that little scene, nymph stage.
It's so ancient, we can't go back. But if you look at the larva, the nymph of the darners, they look like a little dragon, this underwater creature. Its shape is suggestive of a dragon, and then later on it metamorphizes and flies. So we think that's where the name came from.
And despite the popular associations we have with dragons, Biggs assures that the namesake insects are completely safe to have around.
They do not bite. They do bite prey, but they don't bite humans. They'll never fly in and land on you to bite you. They don't have stingers. They're good to have around. Don't be afraid of them, folks.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.